So it's quite interesting how people were so inventive those days, because certain products would appear on shops and they might have been there only for a short period of time. Like one thing which I haven't told the tape, but I suddenly remembered, was the sort of early 80s when we were very friendly. I mean, the Soviet Union was very friendly with India. We had, from time to time, a mango bulb in shops, which is like a really thick mango juicy thing. And of course, nobody would have any idea what to do with it, because there was no concept of any kind of Indian cooking or anything. And for many people here, it tasted a bit foul, because it was alien taste. And if you're not used to it, because it has a specific sort of like side taste, if you're not used to it, kind of, you know. And so people didn't really know what to do with it. But at the same time, it was so kind of, you know, it was from somewhere else. It was precious thing. And then they would mix it with vodka for parties. So you had these vodka cocktails with mango pulp. I should really try it one day again to how it is. But I think I prefer the mango juice on its own or within some cooking. And so it's quite interesting how people were so inventive, because there was very little in shops, or they were weird things, and then you had to kind of be creative to make something out of them. As now, you don't have that need. You just go to a shop and buy things which are ready made. I mean, you don't really have to make the biscuit tart at home like this. You can just go and buy another tart, because in its all honesty, you can probably buy a cheaper cake from a shop than making the biscuit cake at home, you know, because when you count all the ingredients, it becomes about the same price as any sort of cake there. So, but those days, you hardly had the option to buy something which was ready made.